About 250 tri-fold project boards are displayed here at the district-wide elementary school science fair held at the University of North Florida. Kids as young as kindergarten entered projects. Second grader Olivia Snyder is showing her board to her classmates.
What I did in my project was I put different types of animal feces in plants so I can determine which kind of animal feces is the best and nutritious.
Yes, feces. And the result, carnivore feces worked best, is proving her hypothesis of omnivores. These projects have already been judged once, and the students with the top scores are being interviewed again for round two. Jacksonville Beach Elementary student Jawara Lee just had his interview. He's wearing a suit and striped tie, which he says was actually his Obama costume for a different school project.
So my dad bought me a suit, and I still use it for everyday purposes.
Jawara tested a variety of liquids using a homemade filter system to see what would happen.
How are you feeling about the contest? Are you hoping to win?
Kinda. Mm-hmm. I just want an award and I'll be satisfied.
That's up to the judges.
I was here for a little over 4 hours.
Judge Carl Bachlin is the science educator at the Kummer Museum. He says some of the most common projects this year are candy-related, like what liquids make gummy bears expand and
what liquids will dissolve your Skittles fastest.
Another judge, Eddie Whistler from the Museum of Science and History, says what brand of popcorn pops the best has been common, but they both say what they really care about is the scientific process that goes into the project.
I think it's just as important to go through the cliche experiments as any other ones, because that might be the student's first attempt at answering a question, and maybe it's just something that they're interested in, and maybe they actually don't know the answer, or maybe they already do know the answer, but retesting is also a super important aspect of it.
Whistler says it's not all about glitzy boards or the most creative ideas, but whether the student did the experiment properly and understood its results. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.